Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I am the productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. And in a nutshell, in case you don't know me or aren't familiar with me or what I do, I help women solopreneurs become efficient and effective when it comes to getting things done. And I do that by helping them shift their perspective of time, you know, how they look at it, how they think about it, and help them to see it in a different way and reframe it so that they can rebuild a foundation for themselves and use that foundation to increase their productivity and to stay productive in a way that allows them to have the freedom that they're looking for and to be able to really get things done without having to neglect themselves, their family, or the other things and people who are important to them. And I'll also share that I work from a holistic approach. I don't believe in one size fits all or box solutions. I believe in putting you at the core of the solution for your own productivity system, finding out about who you are, what makes you tick, your relationship to time, and what's dysfunctional about that relationship to time, and help you improve that relationship and find out what the pieces are of what I call your productivity persona and pull all that together in a way that feeds into having a supportive and effective system that allows you to get things done. And this monthly broadcast focuses on helping conscious, spirit-led women business owners to increase their productivity. If you have listened before, you know, and if you haven't, I invite you to spend a little bit of time in the archive section and check out what's there and use what you learn to help you. I'm quite sure you'll find something there, more than one something there, that'll help and that'll support you. So this particular broadcast is all about jump starting your year. And I know for me, last year really flew by, and it even seemed as though as the year progressed, it started moving faster, especially once we hit the halfway point. It really was like a snowball downhill at that point. And things were really moving fast. And I know there were times where I myself even felt like I couldn't keep up. And not that it wasn't that I couldn't keep up with what there was to do, but I couldn't keep up with how fast things were moving. And as I said, it continued that way throughout the end of the year. And then all of a sudden, here we are, boom, we're at the doorway. We're ready to cross the threshold into the new year, ready to cross over into 2016. So I know that if I felt as though I couldn't keep up with the way time seemed to be moving so quickly, I know that those who are challenged when it comes to keeping themselves and things in order and really struggling to get things done because of the challenges that they're facing, I know that there are a lot of people who felt like they couldn't keep up with not just the way time was moving so fast or their daily stuff and looking at the end results that they wanted to have before the end of the year, like really not being able to get there. And that brings with it, of course, a lot of frustration. So I wanted to open this year with the first broadcast focused on that and how you kind of regroup, if you will, after that crazy, like, sled ride or sleigh ride down the hill, and get yourself to a point where you feel as though your head is not spinning, where you don't have the overwhelm conversation going on, because I know that's present for many people at this point. And there are people in the space of feeling as though they're just not ready, like not ready for this new year, not ready to take it on. It came too quickly. So if you're not ready, of course, there are probably some reasons why you're feeling as though you're not ready. And I'm going to talk about that. I'll share with you how you really can jumpstart your year. At this point, you know, this show goes live on January 13th. So at this point, we're 13 days into the new year. And if you're listening to this beyond that point, we're even further into the new year. And if you're in a space where you're not ready, you haven't really taken the bull by the horns and dove in, this will help you to get your head to stop spinning and kind of regroup and be able to get your wits about you so that you can move forward, which is the important thing. Because if this year is going to be anything like the last one, things are going to continue to move at that high volume or that high rate of speed. So I'm going to share some really simple yet effective tips that will help you when it comes to planning. And I know for some people, plan is a four-letter word, but we're going to take that connotation away from it and make it something a lot more positive, something that makes you feel good, right? Because you don't want to have yourself in a position where you're doing something that you don't feel good, you don't feel right, because after all, your business and doing what you do to serve your clients is something that you really love to do, and it's something that makes you feel good. So you don't want any part of that process to make you feel a different way or as though you're out of alignment with what you're doing. So I'm going to share some things to take that angst away and make it a bit more of a positive thing for you and give you some things that will support you in moving forward and show you how to start creating a system that will support you in getting from to-do to done on that daily basis so that you can really impact that big picture that you're creating in a much different way. So for you, where you might be right now, really, honestly, is in a few different places. Like you might be in a space where your year is off to a slow start because you're not sure where to begin. You know what you want to do. You know what you want or need to be up to, but you just don't know where to start or how to start. Maybe you've got one of these like really awesome ideas about what you want to do this year. Maybe you've got more than, you know, maybe you've got several ideas about what you want to do this year, how you want to serve your clients, you know, your programs, your services, and all of that really excites you. But you also know that last year was pretty rough. You struggled to get things done every step of the way last year, and sometimes it just seemed like things weren't doable. So you've got that going on. So then there's another place, too, that you might be. You might have some things that are still incomplete from last year. Like they crossed the threshold with you into the new year. You just couldn't get them finished last year. you may not know where to start or what to do, but you know for sure that you don't want to have this year be an instant replay of last year, right? I don't think any of us would want that, no matter how much it taught us, no matter how much we grew from the experiences that we had, no matter how great the experiences are. We don't want an instant replay. We want growth. We want momentum, even when it comes to the positive things. You may say you want an instant replay as far as maybe, let's say, the income goes, but you don't want to stay at that level, right? You want to earn more. So you want to expand on the experience that you had last year. So I'm going to take you through a process that will help you get things started, or if you have gotten started already, it will add some momentum to what you've gotten started. And if you haven't gotten started, then this will really help you to jumpstart your year. It'll be like taking the booster cables and hooking them up to your battery, so to speak, so that you can get things going. So in working with on a regular basis, and even in my personal life from years ago, one thing that I saw, like initially years ago, I saw it with myself. When it came to crossing that threshold, from the previous year into the new year, one thing that I saw was that people didn't seem to take or make the time to really focus on what had happened the past year. A lot of times people were just really happy that it was over. They were getting a fresh start. So they didn't even acknowledge things that happened in the previous year. And you might think that what happened in the previous year has nothing to do with this new year, right? You see it as a fresh start, a new beginning, and it is exactly that and a lot more. But if you don't look at what the previous year was like for you, if you don't look at and make note of a few things, it makes it a bit difficult to move forward because you don't see things that you would see if you stopped to make time for that reflection. So first and foremost, you've got to stop and you've got to look to see, okay, so what happened last year? You can look at it from a practical means by taking a peek at who your clients were, how you served them, what services or programs worked, what didn't work, what things came up that people needed that maybe you didn't have. So you saw an opportunity there, right, to create something new. And maybe that something new is on your agenda for 2016. So you can look at that in a practical way. Look at the income that you made. Did you hit your target? If you didn't hit your target, okay, so what happened? Was it that you didn't have the resources that you needed? Maybe you weren't able to delegate as much, or maybe you could have delegated and you didn't. And by not being able to delegate, what I mean is not having the right person that you could delegate to. And really, that's just a means of finding, making the time to find the right person. And if budget is an issue when it comes to that, it doesn't always have to be that you delegate to someone who ends up being on your payroll or ends up being someone you pay for a service. You can get interns, and there are all kinds of other options there. But my point here is to look back and take note of everything, every aspect of your business. And then one thing you really want to take a look at, like that's the whole practical means, but then I want you to step inside, if you will. And, you know, if you know me, you know that's how I work. The practical stuff is nice. It works if you work it. But everything starts within. So, again, and as I said, I have a holistic approach when it comes to getting things done. So I want you to really look at how those things you see really make you feel. What's the impact that those things have on you? What was the impact of the experiences of working with your clients? If you're like me, you get a rush from working with people. You get excited when somebody is placed on your calendar, right? You get excited when somebody signs up for that webinar, that new program, the coaching package, whatever it is, you get excited. So what have you experienced in the last year? And then also think about the things that weren't such good experiences, because you don't want that to be an instant replay. And, of course, you've got to look at, okay, so why was that not such a great experience for me? So all of this is part of your reflecting on the previous year. And the next step, of course, is to regroup. So inside of the regrouping, you're taking what you've learned from the experience and from your reflection, and you are allowing yourself to have all that make sense to you. So by that I mean, like, what did it look like from a practical standpoint? Was the income where you know, did you hit the mark you wanted to hit? Did you serve as many people as you set out to serve? Did you hit your goals? That kind of thing. And just kind of regroup and take a look at, take a snapshot to see, okay, so this is what things were, this is what I was planning for things to look like, and then this is what things actually ended up looking like. So you're regrouping and you're looking to see, like, okay, why, the what, the how, the who, and all of that, so that you can step into creating for this new year in a renewed sense, and really being able to have a sense of having let go of those not so good experiences and to let go of any of the regrets. So that's why it's so important to have that time to reflect and to regroup and to renew, because if you don't, you're just kind of leaving things hanging, and that is not the way you want to, say, finish that. You really want to close out your year consciously. It's like leaving a relationship that you've been in for a really long time, something you were really committed to, and, okay, well, now things are, you know, we're going our separate ways. But you've got to have some sort of closure. And you don't necessarily need that other person for the closure, but you need yourself. So sit down and do this. Reflect, regroup, and renew. That's the first step when it comes to really being able to jumpstart your year. And I dedicated a lot of time to that tonight because I want to make sure that you get the details for that you know how important it is, because it really is. Then comes the really fun part. You get to dream. You get to think about what you want to create and how you want to feel this year. Don't start with what you want to accomplish. Just think about how you want to feel and dream about the things that you've been thinking about. Like, wouldn't it really be nice to be able to take an extra week of vacation and to have business just continue to run without me having to step in here and there? Whatever that looks like for you, dream about what you want to do. Think about how you want to feel and what you want to create this year. Play with that and brainstorm. Put some paper on the wall. Grab some colored markers, you know, your Sharpies, and go to town. Maybe you want to journal about it. Maybe if you're like one of my clients, she has a journal she works with, and she draws in the journal. Like, she draws in her journal, I draw on my wall, paper on the wall, that is. But whatever that looks like for you, brainstorm, and then make your choices about what you want to do. Now, that right there, that particular step is enough to really get you excited about what you are up to in the coming year, and it's enough to really give you some fuel and some steam so that you're able to really move forward with that enthusiasm and the energy and the commitment that's really needed. And once you do that, of course, you're setting your intention, you're making your commitment, and you've got to determine how you're going to move forward from that point. So, and part of this now is your plan. And again, I know plan is a four-letter word for some of you, so let's not use that word. Let's forget that that's what this is. Determine how you're going to move forward. What resources do you need? Like, who do you need on your team that you don't have on your team? Where are the gaps in your team? If you don't have a team, okay, create one. Where do you start? Who's the first person you need? Maybe you need that right hand. So maybe that's a VA. Maybe it's, if you're virtual, maybe it's an online business manager. Who do you need? Maybe you need a business strategist. Who do you need on your team? And it doesn't have to be someone who stays on your team constantly. It could be somebody you hire for a session, one of their packages, a few months, whatever that looks like, and you get what you need to shore yourself up, shore your business up so that you can move forward. So that is where you start with this, say, plan of action. One of the things you also want to look at is the pieces that you need for your puzzle to add to your own self-development and education. You always want to be learning. There's always something new, guaranteed. Maybe there's something that you don't understand, like you don't know how your search engine optimization or SEO works, or maybe you don't know too much about Facebook ads. So you want to look into some of that, and maybe if it's something that you don't have time to learn or you don't want to learn, then that means that there's another person or another consultant that you go to for those pieces, because that has to be part of your plan. So, and that includes a coaching. What coaching do you need? Then you want to think about some other things, like where are you pressed for time and what has you feeling like you're pressed for time? And one really good way of seeing that and to really know where your time is going and where you're losing time is to start logging your time. It can be a bit of a pain, but start keeping track of your time. Where is it going? What are you doing? What kind of interruptions are you having? And how long of a segue do those interruptions create for you? You want all of that recorded, because once it's recorded, once you track your time for 3 to 5 days, I really recommend you do it for 5, because every day isn't going to be like the other. You might have a day where things just fall apart. You don't get anything done. You can't commit to anything because something happened, right? Because that's life. So track it for 5 days. And then at the end of that period, look and see what you've got. How many interruptions during the course of a day? What are those interruptions? Are they coming from the same sources, you know, same person, same thing? You know, what is it that's stopping you? What is it that's keeping you from getting things done? Is it you? Are you procrastinating? And if you're procrastinating, is it on everything or is it on particular things? So that means then you have a challenge that you're looking to overcome and some new habits that you want to develop. That needs to be part of your plan too. And one of the things I cannot stress enough, I actually posted about this on Facebook today too, is you want to get your calendar in order. Please, please, please stop dumping on your calendar. Your calendar is not a place to like just dump and throw things. It is a space that should be respected. It should be as neat as a well-organized closet. That's an analogy I use all the time. If you listen to me before, you know. You've got to respect your time. If you don't, nobody else is going to. You can't expect them to, because here you are just dumping stuff into your calendar. Make sure that, number one, the things that you are trying to give your time to, or I should say invest your time in, are really things that deserve your time. You've got to set some criteria about what gets on your calendar. when I sit down and plan with clients, that's one of the things we look at. It's like, okay, before we start scoping anything out, what's the criteria? What's the criteria? You've got to know what your priorities are, because your priorities help you determine the criteria for what should get on your calendar or what should get on your to-do list. So think about those things and your priorities. Like, what are they? If you don't know your priorities, you can't complete your plan of action, because you'll be stumped on a daily basis. Like, you'll be stumped inside of that planning, and you'll be stumped on a daily basis when it comes to what am I doing and what comes first, because you don't have any priorities. You've got to figure that out. So this is part of how you jumpstart your year. You've got to figure that out. And then you've got to think about, too, how are you going to make sure your time is devoted to what you should be doing? And that means giving your time to, or investing your time in, the things that are going to really help you to accomplish the things that you're dreaming about right now. And then you want to ask yourself how you're going to ensure that the actions you take on that daily basis, weekly, monthly, however often, you want to make sure that you know how those things are going to impact you having what you desire. Like, do they contribute to it or not? And if they don't, you've got to find the things that are going to contribute to that massive impact in a major way, in a positive way. So you want to eliminate the chaos that you're experiencing every day. One way to do that is to log your time to see what's up, where are your distractions, where they're coming from, that kind of thing. Where are you stopping yourself? That's how you begin to eliminate the chaos that you're experiencing on a daily basis. And then you've got to know how to manage yourself, your calendar, and that to-do list. Again, you don't want to be dumping onto your calendar. If you're going to dump somewhere, get a notebook, get a journal, and dump all the things that come to mind while you're working, while you're in the midst of something else, the night before when you're planning, dump there. And from there, move things into your calendar or onto your to-do list, and respect the space of your calendar and your to-do list. Does it fit the criteria? Okay, fine. Then where does it go with the proper amount of time to allow you to really get it done? You want to start to create harmony between your business and your personal life. There is no such thing as work-life balance. Balance is static. Like, if you look at two scales and they're perfectly balanced, they're standing still. That's not life. Life is not static. Life is dynamic. There's always movement. There's always something happening. There's always something going on. And there are plenty of monkey wrenches being thrown into the mix as well. So you've got to find that sweet spot that allows you that harmony. You have to find a way on a daily basis to give yourself clarity, direction, and focus. For me, that's meditation. Sometimes journaling too, but for the most part, my meditation and connecting with source, so that I really know and I'm really clear about what I'm doing and where I'm going. And you've got to put an end to the self-sabotage. Procrastination is one good way that a lot of people really sabotage themselves, right? So all of these things are not just part of jumpstarting your year. They're actually part of having your days look like you want them to. And moreover, having the end of your year look like you really want it to. And that means you've got to have these things in place. You've got to have a system in place that's going to help you manage yourself and this thing that we call time. And you've got to have the tools inside of that system, the tools, processes, and people inside of the system to help you on a daily basis. You've got to have all of that. So if you take these steps, if you go back and you reflect and regroup and renew and then dream and determine how you're going to move forward, and then start looking at where and how you're pressed for time, log your time. You want to make sure that you know where your time is going, what's stopping you, right? So if you're interested in a log that you can print out and have to log your time, send an email to info at thirdeyegroup.net, and we'll send you a link that can get you into that. And for more information about me and who I am, what I do, you can find that on my website at thirdeyegroup.net. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back and play this back and get those steps and jumpstart your year. Thanks for listening.